Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. All week, we've been celebrating Sega. The new Sega Genesis Classics Collection came out on all consoles, and it is delightful and fun, and there's so many great games on it. I can't wait to sit down and just go to town playing all these games. But you can't, like we mentioned yesterday, you can't have Sega without Sonic. You know, as much as you have Rystar and Dynamite Heady and Vectorman and all these other people, Sonic is Sega. But Sonic is also a whole lot more than that, as we learned yesterday with some of the shows and things. And today, we're going to dive into the hedgehog hole a little bit more. We have Mark Watson of Meteors and Milk fame back on the show. Mark, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Yes, I didn't mention this yesterday, but I'm a little embarrassed and ashamed that it took us this long to get you on the show.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, I wasn't exactly, you know, hey, I want to be on the show. And, you know, I realized that might be part of it, too.
Actually, those are the people we don't get on the show. But, yeah, so thank you for being... Mark is a very passionate Sonic fan. I've been told not to call him an expert, but he is a very passionate fan.
I'll never say an expert, but I will say that for me, from a very young age, I can say actually it was 10 years old, it was a comics that kind of changed my life. It was a family trip, and it wasn't exactly the happiest trip in the world, but... At a gas station, I, you know, go inside and we're getting drinks, you know, the regular bathroom break kind of thing. And I look over and I see issue number 10 of Sonic the Hedgehog. And I was like, oh my God, it's a comic of Sonic. Like, I have to have this. So, you know, my parents reluctantly maybe a little bit, okay, fine. I get that comic and instantly I'm like, wow, this is amazing. It changed my life. You have this story that... In this particular issue, Sonic wasn't the hero. It was everyone coming together, and it really changed my life. And my motto nowadays in creating my own comics is, I want to be the inspiration that inspired that 10-year-old me that day. So for me, it's coming kind of full circle now in this day and age because, yeah, it's been the inspiration. I'm very passionate about it because Sonic was this beacon of my the better part of my childhood. And in a childhood that was otherwise not very good. So today I want to do the same thing. So I want to be the next Sonic in a sense.
Yeah, and that's awesome, man. Having read your work and know what you have coming down the pipeline and stuff, you know, I definitely see that happening. You know, all your books are really uplifting. I mean, they have serious moments and stuff too, but, you know, the overall message, I think, in a lot of your books is one that... would make Sonic proud.
Thank you. And then, yeah, it really is the let's all get together and let's actually, you know, make some good, happy progress in this world.
And speaking of getting together and Sonic not being the hero, we're only going to hit on a few things in the history of Sonic, but Sonic's first comic appearance wasn't in a Sonic comic, was it?
Right. So basically, by and large, like there was some like little promotional, little teaser type comics, but his first major appearance was in this little short that was in, let's see, that was your Justice League Europe number 33, or it was in Detective Comics number 639. So you're reading this Batman, halfway through, all of a sudden, bam, you're hit with this Sonic the Hedgehog little short mini, you know, issue that ran, you know, a few pages long. You're like, okay, here it is, boom, gotcha.
That's, I think that's great, because I mean, I remember... when comics used to do that, you know, they would have in the middle just a little preview of 3 or 4 pages and still enough to hook you and everything. But after that, Sonic would go on to have, to say a myriad of series is an understatement, but his main series that lasted for about 25 years, over at Archie Comics, which is Sonic the Hedgehog. Can you give us a little background on that one?
Right. So first they did a kind of like a pre-launch, ran 4 issues, 0, 1, 2, and 3. And it was such a big success that they went ahead and relaunched it as number 1. And that one went, as you said, almost 25 years until last spring, because of some legal issues. Archie ended up losing the rights to actually do Sonic the Hedgehog now. So they ended it after 293 issues of the main series. They lost complete rights and it was done.
It's kind of sad and daunting and all the things all at the same time. In that 293 issues, though, what was the overall like vibe? You know, yesterday we talked about the different shows and their different audiences and things. In this Sonic the Hedgehog series, what pathways did they go down and stuff as far as an overall feel for the book?
So, like a lot of comic books, you have definitely some cosmic reboots. You have different alternate realities that'll happen here and there. But generally, it always has come down to love, compassion, family, friends, fighting for the things that you believe in most, and rallying against something that would personify what we consider evil, but not always evil. It's not so clear. So I think the general overall arc that I would always see is that they would always tackle the idea of something that countered being together, an anti-togetherness, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. I think that's really great. You know, as somebody who's always just been on the video game side of Sonic, talking to you this week definitely makes me want to, you know, try and seek out some of these older stories and see the lore. But it may not be that easy to find some of these older stories. You're talking a little bit about Archie losing the rights, and it is due to some copyright with a fellow by the name of Ken Penders.
Right, so Ken Penders was one of the original, well, I shouldn't say original, he was one of the writers for the longest time. He's been on it since some of the earliest numbers. So he was doing it for like a good 20 years of this. And Archie had kind of a loose way of doing the copyright of how they own things jointly with Sega. And one of these authors decided to take upon themselves to go, hey, you know what? Anytime I create a character for this, since they're not saying they own the rights, I should. So he goes about copywriting character after character after character and what he can of different storylines and owns them all. And so in more recent years, this is, you know, we're dating back a few years now, we start to see where legality starts taking action because Archie starts printing more and more of the archives, collecting the old issues if you wanted to go back and read them, or this different series arc, or producing more of the games that we all grow to love and know now. But a lot of those characters were ones that he owned. And so he started coming forward and going, hey, you know what? I own this. So we have two major, major court cases, one between Ken Penders and Archie, and one between Ken Penders and Sega. And on both counts, Ken Penders won. So what that meant was that he had the rights and they had to go through him to be able to do any of this. And thus, we end up seeing, instead of trying to meet some agreement to pay this single person absorbent amounts, they go, okay, you know what? Reboot, do a new, different series, let's go forward, change things up. And finally, in the end, when Archie and Sega were talking about still continuing and renewing contract, the CEO of Archie said, you know what? I want to go forward with Riverdale instead, because Riverdale is his baby since he's a joint producer for the actual TV show, and he wants to put everything behind that. So he gave up on Sonic, and I have to actually say, instead of going backwards, I say go forwards, because IDW picked it up, and IDW is now at Sonic number 5 that you can buy at your local comic shops. Locally here, you know, I recommend going to Star Comics because they definitely have them. But it's for anybody who had the old lore, it's a great read. Anybody who's not, it's a great place to jump into because it gives you right into the new world, with elements of the old, but still gives you that richness that the old had.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad you mentioned the IDW series. Being 5 issues in, already, you know, what can you feel from it as far as pacing and build up? We talked a little bit earlier about maybe some character reveals that are coming up and things. What do you hope to see out of this IDW series, I guess is what I'm asking.
I hope to see a consistency of the richness of the storytelling, which I think they will, because one of the prominent writers who was also alongside Kim Penrith for the longest time was Ian Flynn, and Ian Flynn is the current series writer for IDW as well. So Sega definitely said, we like this guy, keep him, bring him over. Some of the guest artists and stuff they've had on there as well have been ones who have done Sonic in the past as well. So they kept some of the true richness moving forward. I definitely have some of my own little fan theories of what they're going to be bringing forward and which characters they might bring back from the past. And I think it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Nice. Yeah, it is. I was at our local comic shop over at Star Today, and they're not hurting for Sonic stuff. There's a lot of good stuff. And if you read out there on the internet, everybody else agrees that there's a lot of good things going on with this story, this new launch, and it's definitely worth checking out. You know, even I would say as a casual Sonic fan, I'm interested in it.
And even though that there is, like, the collections of the different variants and stuff, I will say that I know Archie was celebrating when they had their Sonics go sell out for the first time a year and a half ago, with, like, Next Level and such. And they were applauding that. And yet, with this IDW launch, we have comics going into third and potentially fourth printings already. So we are talking massive amounts of sales right now that are starting to happen with this. Really getting this comic out there, and people are jumping in. They're finding it's a new place, it's a new start, and it's something really strong to get into.
Nice. That's great. So yeah, definitely go check all that out. Mark, thank you again for being on the show. If people want to check out, I was gonna say I combined meteors and people. So that's what you ought to call your fan
meteor
base,
people.
The peepers.
There you go.
If people want to check out Meteors and Milk and things and learn more about you and all your work, where do they need to go out there online?
Meteorsandmilk.com or Meteors and Milk on any of your social media. Facebook and Instagram are definitely the hot spots to be.
Nice. And that's Meteors letter N Milk, right?
Yes. When you see it spelled out, it's apostrophe N, but when you type it, it's just the N.
Okay, awesome. Well, Mark, thank you again so much for being on the show. It was always a pleasure, and I can safely say you'll be back soon.
Thank you very much, and I hope to be back soon.
And thank you all out there for listening. Make sure you're checking out The Night Nerd on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, you know, all of them. Not Snapchat, because I honestly don't know how to work that. But just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. Also, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/TheNightNerd. You can get exclusive shows from all the shows on the network. We have the Book Club from Blah Blah Comics. We have the Ben Affleck Show from The Night Nerd. And we have our feature-length commentary for the DC Animated Adventures. Again, a couple of bucks get you in there. Lots of great things behind the scenes. Highly recommend. I mean, of course, I highly recommend it. Also, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to email me. If you don't want to talk to me, you know, in public on social media, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all those. I love hearing from everybody. And if it's something cool, we'll give you a shout out on the show. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, thank you all so much for listening. I'm Lance, and we'll see you next time.